And remember quilts always being made in the house. Those old stupid 2x4s hung around the table so you couldn't get around anything, and rolling the quilts up and wondering why those dumb things always had to be in the dining room with everything. Mildred always getting mad when the servicemen, they invited some up for dinner. And the quilts were still hung around. And
remember, we play underneath and have games underneath.
Yeah.
Remember, you had a couple up from, had dinner that were in coming through town or something. Remember Troy's experience I've told several people about. Donald,
why didn't you try tying some of those quilts? You wouldn't have been
tied. I tried quite a few, but I was lucky. I could always be too young and always get out, you know. But we went out and visited Aunt Ida. I think it was Aunt Ida, mother's aunt, on Washington Boulevard, about 12. She gave us a copy of the Doctrine and Covenants. It's one of the very first ones ever put out, but I still have that at the house.
It wasn't that house.
And it's what has the lectures on faith in it. And it's one of the first Doctrine and Covenants is published, close to the first. But we went out to visit, and I don't remember his name, Mountain Harrisville, where I got to listen. Donald, I can remember, was there, mother, to the fellow that told us the vision of the Second World War starting. I've had the privilege to listen to somebody who's actually had a vision. And where he was telling us about that a car drove up, and he described the car, and it would almost be like about the old 36 Ford. And the fellow got out in khaki uniform, described the jacket like it would have been almost an Eisenhower jacket, telling him that they were at war with foreign power and they were taking his property. And that's when they took the property away a few years later, where the defense depot is. And he was telling us, and Donald, I don't know if you remember that or even who that fellow's name was. It's always thrilled me, and I've always cherished that, to listen to somebody that's actually had a vision. I always hear about it, but you never talk face to face. That's the only two people in my life. The time Mildred was talking about slopping the grave, I can remember how infuriated Mother was with John A. Widsoe. He took the best piece of meat, the biggest piece of meat, the most prime piece on the table, cut off the fat, ate it, and then turned the rest of the meat back in.
She wasn't infuriated. We were the ones that did the beans.
I don't know, but she was sure put out.
You didn't say what song you sang out in the kitchen at that time.
I don't know what they sang.
I don't know what you sang.
Well, I didn't sing anything.
Yes, you did. The cow kicked Nellie in the belly in the barn. You kept singing that out there in the kitchen all the time. Your mom used to keep coming out there to shush you up, and you kept singing it.
Oh, I can't remember that.
I remember the good
thing.
I don't think that's right, Elder, because he couldn't sing.
Yeah, but you also ought to put in there that Sister Widsoe took a gorgeous piece of meat, and she just ate the meat and left all of the fat.
They'd be along with them, wouldn't they?
Except they took two pieces.
Yeah, I don't think they did.
But growing up, I can remember that, you know, Ralph worked at Lyons Coal Company first, and then over at Utah Wholesale, and Mildred is the Ogden Ironworks. I know Mother used to run them down, and I used to kind of always hop in the back seat, because Mother would take me, being the little kid around the house, I guess. So I can remember a lot of times running Ralph down the line, Coal Company, and in that little gray uniform he had, and then down at the Utah Wholesale, and Mildred down to the Ogden Ironworks.
But can you remember that I had to get out at the corner and walk over, and she delivered Ralph to the door?
She always took Ralph right up to the door,
right.
Always. But I can appreciate Mother for the fact that she always pushed reunions, which I think helped me on the Belknap reunions, and I helped. She's always liked me to get up early. I used to get up real early in the morning, and I'd be out in the front of the yard with this Scotty the dog down the street. She'd come out, and she'd say, well, that's a Harris trait to get up early. The Belknaps always slept in. And so she was always up at 6 o'clock in the morning. She'd come out, and I'd usually be out there with her, and we'd visit and talk. But Dad was in the bishopric, and Mother was busy, and so I can't remember a lot of the things that you people can remember. Remember, I learned to make chili, which I still do.
chili sauce.
From Mother, chili sauce. I make chili sauce from Mother. We always canned fruit, 200 bottles of peaches. I used to get so sick of them. By the time in the laundry and helping. But when I had my accident, Mother was always with me. I guess probably spent a lot of time. I used to sleep in the bedroom. Dad used to get kicked out of the bedroom. I used to sleep out in the bedroom with Mom there. And she'd take me to the doctor about four times a week or five times. Wasn't it? Almost daily, wasn't it? Mm-hmm.
Is that when you fell out of the tree?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But she was sure, you know, right by me all the time, and she sure helped me. I remember some of the dumb things, you know. I can remember Ralph, and just to digress just a little, his old mushrooms out in the garage, which was the funniest thing I ever saw.
Dad was on that adventure. Dad was on
Well, I don't know, but all I know, we had shells and couldn't put any place with our bikes, and all we had was dirt in the dumb garage, and nothing ever grew. But it was a fiasco. Remember something about Lois that I always appreciated. She had a sign up on the back porch. We always slept out on the back. We always slept alone because Ralph and Donald used to sleep together, and I used to sleep over the one side. Mother would always bring about 15 blankets out in the winter put over me. But Lois had a sign right out there, and she helped me, which has been real good for me, that please thank you and you're welcome sign. The stars on it. Whenever I said, please, thank you, you're welcome, she pasted up there. I remember that. Whether it's your idea or Mom's idea.
Not very many stars on it, was there?
I had about three. No, I filled that chart up. I filled that chart right up.
I've forgotten about that.
As Mom and Dad grew older, I was very fortunate to be around. I helped, you know, with the house and other things as they went into Salt Lake. Was able to help them more business-wise and things, that everybody else was gone, so I took on a different responsibility. It wasn't the fun side of life that you've reported, but I was in Salt Lake quite often. I used to stop and visit with them at least once a week or so. They enjoyed visiting. We used to talk a lot of politics. And I never knew that Mom was Republican until, gosh, it's only been about 15 years ago I found out. I never did really know.
I miss all the arguments.
I don't know.
One thing that we did with Mom and Dad that has just continued with our family that we've really loved. Every year for Decoration Day, Memorial Day, we took them around all the graves. And we did that for years and years, and we still do it now. The tradition was we'd always go the night before and go out. We'd probably stop at 30, 40 places. And Mother, I mention this every year to the boys, Mother put a flower by every aunt and uncle she ever had. And every cousin. She remembered everybody. We go by them now, we'll miss them, but we'll say, well, gee, there's Aunt Louisa who's buried up there. And her mother would always see, and of course, Mom and Dad, they had their fights and argue once in a while, but she always wanted to give more flowers. Dad always wanted to put less flowers out. But that was a real tradition that we really enjoyed as a family, because we still do it now, and the kids always remember going with Mom and Dad to the cemetery. And so I say, I appreciate the opportunity to listen to you others tonight. Thank you.
Very good. Remember all those baskets they would get. My goodness, there was, we'd have to make two or three trips in the car with those baskets, you know.
You haven't got the recorder on, have you?
Yeah.
Take it off.
Leave it.
I remember Ralph taking us, the little kids over that that pasture. And I remember going down on 36th Street there where, my goodness, we'd get out there with Ralph and we would push that car to get up on that other side up there by Sullivan's Gulch, you know. And we would get out there and
32nd, wasn't it?
Yeah, right.